Jack Bennett is a home builder in Homer, Alaska. For the last year, he's been working on a model home that he sees as a potential solution to affordable housing and energy in rural parts of the state. He's using materials made from hemp.
We acquired a facility for the year, imported the hemp insulation material, and started to run experiments with it to build a brick tailored for cold climate Alaska.
There's just one problem. It's illegal to grow hemp in Alaska, so Bennett imports his product from the Netherlands. The 2014 federal farm bill allows states to grow and harvest hemp through pilot programs. Senator Shelley Hughes is sponsoring legislation that would establish such a program in Alaska.
I think this is one more economic opportunity for farmers and Alaskans that it's due time.
But moving forward with the program is not as simple as waving a wand and making hemp legal. Lawmakers have to decide on a regulatory framework that complies with federal regulations without stifling the industry before it even takes off. In a hearing on February 13th, Senator Bill Willikowski commented on Hughes' legislation.
It's requiring that individuals register, requiring that they list their global positioning coordinates. They've got to register every year. They've got to pay fees for applications, and the fees have to cover the regulatory costs. So this is big government. I mean, this is extremely onerous.
Don Hart, a farmer in the Mat-Su Valley, is also concerned about over-regulating the new industry.
In order to benefit the farmers in the state of Alaska, it would be better to be able to remove it entirely from AS 1738.
Alaska Statute 1738, the statute that Hart referred to, lumps marijuana and hemp together under the same definition, allowing for local control over where the plant can be grown.
It allows anyone who does not want to see hemp growing in Alaska to be able to raise the issue by initiative or to propose their borough or the administrative or the municipalities to be able to exclude it.
Alaska cultivated hemp until it's banned in 1937 under the Federal Marijuana Tax Act. Bennett, the home builder from Homer, says that the plant did well in Alaska, where it's not always easy to grow things. He's committed to helping the industry grow.
Alaska is said to be in a fiscal crisis. It's a positive. It's our opportunity. It's our generation that gets to fix it. And hemp might not be the solution, but it's a solution. Give them the freedom to farm, and let's find out.
The legislation will go to the Senate Judiciary Committee next, pending referral from Senate Resources. In Juneau, I'm Caroline Halter.